Product configuration and changes. Product configuration refers to the current version of engineering diagrams and related documentation, such as bills of material that are used by manufacturing to order materials and make the product. When a product requires engineering changes, there needs to be a disciplined process in place to assess the need for the change, formally approve / reject it, and then distribute the new files and documents to all impacted parties to ensure that no one is using the old versions. This can include suppliers, transportation, material handling, operations, final assembly, and so on. This process goes hand in hand with physical plant and equipment changes and worker retraining. Manufacturing environment and product structure. It is critical that, as a product is being configured differently or changed, it is still capable of being built efficiently in the current manufacturing environment or plant new environment. This change validity step takes place by reviewing the product structure, which is the sequence of operations used to produce subcomponents, and so on up to the final product. Engineering changes, causes, and actions. The engineering control process is a technique for the master scheduler to use to maintain the integrity of data, including both the accuracy and currency of bill of material data that reflect product structures. These are critical to the master scheduling and material requirements planning processes. Engineering changes occur for reasons ranging from regulatory compliance to those driven by the market. Market-driven engineering changes may be the result of product improvement and the correction of design errors, customer requests, cost reductions, and process improvement. Urgent or surprise engineering changes can negatively impact the master schedule, while well-planned and necessary ones can improve it. Exhibit 3-11 divides engineering changes into two categories, mandatory and phased-in or optional. Product design or redesign that increases parts commonality and process standardization helps to simplify both master scheduling and material planning. Note that an effectivity date is part of an effectivity plan, or the plan for when a material on a bill of material, or an entire BOM becomes the effective one to use and when the prior material or BOM being replaced is no longer to use. The effectivity date is typically entered into a manufacturing planning and control, MPC system, so that the transition occurs automatically at all locations. MPC is sometimes addressed within an enterprise resources planning system. Some of these systems allow for the implementation of engineering changes to a specific serial number. An effectivity plan needs to plan for the logistics of when the new materials will actually be available at the locations, where they are needed and in sufficient quantity. It is also desirable to use up the remaining inventory of the old material when possible. Mandatory changes or recalls may not allow this.